Yes, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell as we guide you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. Before we get underway with our first guest, we want to hear from you. Connect with us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. And always, just as a reminder, you can go to our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. We're going to start off by talking some college football, the inaugural college football playoff field. It is set. And no doubt, it has created a ton of controversy. Just as a quick recap, number one, Alabama will face fourth-ranked Ohio State in New Orleans on the evening of January 1st. And number two, Oregon against FSU in Pasadena, California. The winners will meet in Arlington on January 12th. It always is a pleasure to welcome in three-time national champion, our NFL and our college football analyst. That is Jason Peter. He is joining us on our celebrity guest line, Stuart Cadillac, Real People, Real Value, Real Simple, and SCORE, the Athletes Network. There's no off-season at score.com. Good evening, Jason. It's nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Christmas will be here soon. Always an exciting time of year, but it seems like over the past month, I've been asking you each and every week, did the committee get it right? Did the committee get it right? TCU and Baylor were left out. So my question to you is, did they get it right?
You know, I mean, this is a question I feel like I've answered probably 100 times and probably 100 different answers as well. I think, you know, for the most part, yeah, I think they did. Did you get the best four teams? I don't know if you got the best four teams. I told you after they kind of gave us this final four that I thought both TCU and Baylor probably could beat Ohio State, especially. You know, given that they have this new quarterback there, you're going to have extended time to prepare. You know, I don't know when you look at what he was able to do against Wisconsin. Wisconsin doesn't have a great pass rushing team. It's not like they have a premier pass rusher that would be able to disrupt, you know, a young quarterback who's just taken over the reins the way that it's happened out in Columbus. I mean, and I'm not taking any credit away from Urban Meyer. I mean, to think about what he's done with that team. I mean, I remember saying this team is headed for, you know, 7-8 wins when they lost Braxton Miller. I mean, you're talking about a legit Heisman Trophy candidate. Then you replace him with a guy, JT Barrett, who ultimately turns himself into a Heisman Trophy candidate by season's end. And you lose him for the entire, you know, for the rest of the year, and then you find some way or another to absolutely blow away a now head coachless Wisconsin team, you know, right off the map. I mean, that was an embarrassing game for Wisconsin. They welcome to Huskerville. Now you know how you know the Nebraska fan base feels after we walk off the field, you know, when you look at some of the embarrassing losses that we've had over the last 6-7 years. But, yeah, I mean, I think you got to look at what happened with the Big 12. You know, the whole one champion thing kind of backfired on them. You had, you know, the commissioner coming out and declaring co-champs, you know, which to me was news. I mean, I was under the understanding that head-to-head, you know, would be ultimately a deciding factor, and you know, Baylor obviously had won that football game, but I think it was easier for the committee to keep both of them out and give it to Ohio State rather than to just keep one out, because you know, you could go with Baylor, and then you say, well, you know, okay, well, you know, they are conference champs, and you know, they've won all these games, and yeah, you know, there's reason to give it to them. But then there's also, you could go with TCU and say, well, TCU is the better football team at this point, playing right now. I mean, TCU absolutely annihilated Iowa State. It could have been a lot worse.
Complete domination.
Yeah, but now, you know, you really, I mean, you kind of, you know, the silver lining in all this, and you know, I'm sure people down in the TCU area down in Texas and across that state, and probably, you know, most places in Big 12 country know the type of person that you have, not just coach, but person with Gary Patterson. And that's been more evident than ever.
Yep.
You know, that I've kind of, you know, been following since I've been following college football than it is now, because you've seen how two coaches have handled this situation, this hand that's been dealt to them. And one is like, you know, just pointing the finger at everybody and Art Briles and saying, this is, you know, they screwed us, they did this, you know, this system is garbage, this conference, you know, everything. And then you have Gary Patterson, who is hurting just as much. You know, it doesn't hurt Gary Patterson any less than it does Art Briles. You still got to walk in, you got to tell kids, you know, what you did isn't good enough. But what, you know, class is coming out of the head coach from TCU right now?
Oh, absolutely. Gary Patterson, no doubt. I mean, Jason, you nailed it. I mean, class act. I mean, he definitely, if you watch that press conference, he took the high road, and just how surprising that was to drop from 3-6. And it is definitely evident that the Big 12, they were penalized for having a co-champion. They have got to fix that now.
Yeah. You know, this, it goes back to when we first, in 1996, when it first started, and I remember when this conference was being formed and whether or not there was going to be a championship game at the end. And at the time, you know, it was just, I believe the SEC was the only other conference that maybe did a championship game. And I remember Coach Osborne was very against it, you know, maybe unless there was, you know, circumstances where you just, I guess, maybe had to be played. I think there was kind of some, you know, fine print that went along with, I think, Osborne's idea. But ultimately, you know, they choose and, you know, in that first year, we ended up where we were an 11-1 team, you know, going to play for a national championship, and we had to play a 7-5 or whatever it was, Texas team, and they end up beating us. And it's just, you know, it proves it doesn't matter, you know, if it's 1996 or whatever. I just think when you look at championship games, there's no reason that somebody shouldn't have them, because on any given day, anybody can beat anybody, and you got to be prepared, and you got to be dialed in, and you got to have your A game. And it gives now, obviously with this opportunity, this college football playoff, it gives teams a final chance to make their case against somebody
who's
going to be, you know, above average, you know, team, especially the way college the landscape is nowadays. I just think that you're missing out if you don't have if you don't give yourself that opportunity to showcase your talent in front of a nationwide audience.
Okay, we're breaking it all down this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Jason Peter, three-time national champion at the University of Nebraska, with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. We've got to step aside for our very first commercial break. We will be rejoined with him. And let's pick up, Jay, where you were, what you were just talking about the Big 12 Conference. I mean, obviously a ton of criticism with the league lacking a title game. I want to get into that up next at Yahoo Sports Radio.